Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Michael Bizarro, Savannah Moore, and Talia Halvorsen. Talia and Savannah are performers in the upcoming production of The Little Mermaid, and Michael Bizarro is the music director. And thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, The Little Mermaid is going to be playing tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, again on Saturday at 2 p.m. and Saturday at 7 as well. No Sunday matinee this year?
No Sunday matinee, three performances.
Three performances. And can you tell me first, Michael, you know, tell me a little bit about your background as a music educator. You're the only newbie here. This is your first year.
This is my first time. Yeah, I've been in Sitka for about 11 days now and have been really enjoying it. It's a great community. My background is an educator. I've been teaching high school choir for about 6 years in Colorado, and I do a lot of musical theater work there with my students, as well as just running a big choir program. I have a couple colleagues that have worked at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp the last couple years, and there was a need for a music director for the summer show this year, and a few of the colleagues mentioned my name and put me in touch with Roger, who's the executive director of the Fine Arts Camp and the director WT. And we had some interviews and thought it would be a good fit. And so a couple weeks ago, I found out I'd be coming up here and packed up and came up and have been having a blast.
And the musical theater camp is kind of different from probably other productions you've worked on in that, you know, it's a truncated rehearsal time, as you said earlier. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So for most high school students, when you're involved in a musical production at your high school or community theater, it's going to be a 4-month process. We usually start at my high school when we get back to school in early August and run through late November. And performances will be about 4 months after that process starts, two hours a day. This is very different. We have 2 weeks to put on an entire musical with high school students on stage and a pit devised of mostly high school students. It's like you said, a truncated process. We start rehearsals about 8 a.m. We go till 8 or 9 at night. There's a couple breaks for lunch and dinner, and other than that, the students are in rehearsal all day or doing a master class or getting voice lessons. So it's very much all hands on deck all the time.
And Talia and Savannah, this is your second year at the Fine Arts Camp. Can you tell me a little bit about what this year has been like for you this summer?
It's been exhausting but amazing. We've definitely been working really hard. We had one day all the 2 weeks that we weren't called for part of the day. So that was a nice rest, but it's so much fun here.
You commented on this is our summer camp and how do we balance the hard work of putting on a wonderful show and just having fun at summer camp. And I think that the two are combined for us because everyone who comes to this camp, musical theater is what they love and what they do for fun. So when we come into a room and WT gives us stage direction and we get to work on it or we get to practice moving underwater, that is our summer camp.
And you're both from Anchorage and you've worked on productions together before. This is something very special and sacred to you, I think. So can you tell me a little bit about your background in musical theater?
Well, Talia started when she was 11. I started when I was 12. We met through musical theater. In our first production together was The Magical Adventures of Merlin, which was about, it was like a Camelot show. We were both pretty young then. We've definitely grown since then. We both have been in quite a few productions back home, but nothing like this at all. This and last year are definitely the most professional productions I have ever been in, at least.
And you get to play sisters.
And we get to play sisters, yes.
So what tell us about your roles?
So we're both mer sisters, but our director definitely wanted to make sure that each sister had her own personality. For example, I'm the dumb sister. All of my lines really don't make that much sense. I don't know what's going on at all, but it's so much fun.
Aquata is the oldest. And she is the mean one.
Oh.
She is very, very mean. She sells Ariel out to our father. Yeah. It's very different than I think how I am off stage. But it's really fun to experience and to portray.
And larger roles in the movie, not just with speaking parts, but with singing as well. There are more songs for you to sing.
Yes. The play is definitely different than the movie with the same underlying story.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of fun sister songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really fun.
And tell me a little bit more about, you know, like obviously the set design is supposed to be pretty incredible. What are we going to see when we sit down in that theater?
It's absolutely amazing. When we walked in and saw it for the first time on Tuesday, I think we were all blown mm-hmm, away.
Definitely.
The Sitka community has been working on it since April, and our director, WT, created it.
Designed it
mm-hmm. in last January.
Oh, wow.
So this has been a very, very long process. And we're playing with levels on the stage and in the show. So lots of the choreography is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
On the different platforms.
Yeah.
And a ship, right?
One of the platforms is, it looks like a ship, but you also have to use your imagination because we use it in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's cool about this set is that something can be a dock at 1 minute and then under the sea the next minute.
And you were telling me that you're doing some interesting things to kind of express the element of water in the set. How do you do that?
We had a whole master class one morning about moving underwater.
About mm-hmm. how to move like a fish or a dolphin or a mermaid or whatever you're playing. And we also use fabric to show when Ariel is at the top of, like, at the surface of the water,
mm-hmm.
but in a artistic way to make it.
So you have fabric kind of coming out behind Ariel?
No, we're actually, we're controlling the fabric. There's,
oh, okay.
Every time you see it, it'll be.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. In teams, we get a fling it up and somehow it just slowly
it's very light fabric
mm-hmm.
and then we let it go sometimes and it looks really cool. First time I saw it, I just was mind blown.
Well, it's too bad that we're on the radio right now. I'd ask you to give us a demonstration of how to move like a fish or a dolphin.
You're gonna have to come see
the show to see. So you took a movement class with the director and learned mm-hmm. how to move like these different underwater species. That's so fascinating. What else, you know, can we expect from the show? Anything else you'd like to add or any surprises in store for us?
It's a very family friendly show. Kids age 3 through kids age 99 are going to enjoy this. They're the staples and the classics from the movie that mm-hmm. that at least my generation grew up with. You've still got Under the Sea. You've still got Kiss the Girl. But there's several other little side stories that are not part of the movie
mm-hmm.
that are really fun to kind of adventure through and see another side of the tale.
Mm-hmm.
The music is pretty fantastic. Especially in Act Two, the music never stops. So mm-hmm. it's not a quote classic musical in that you're gonna have a scene and then there's gonna be an intro into a musical number and then you're out and then there's another scene intro and then into another musical number. This is music the whole way through. You're gonna be tapping your toes the whole time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with Michael Bizzaro, Savannah Moore, and Talia Halverson. Savannah is playing Arista, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Talia is Aquata in the upcoming production of The Little Mermaid. And thanks again for joining me.
Thank you so much.
That production will be at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening, then 2 and 7 again, or 7 p.m. on Friday evening, then 2, matinee at 2 on Saturday and 7 p.m. on Saturday. Thanks again.